You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has recorded its highest daily total of COVID deaths. With 93 reported in Australia on Friday, it is the highest number in any 24-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic. There were 39 in Victoria, 35 in New South Wales, 18 in Queensland, and 1 in the ACT. It comes as the use of Pfizer has been approved as a booster for 16 and 17-year-olds. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the nod from the Therapeutic Goods Administration is the first green light in a two green light process.
The next step is for the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, ATAGI, to consider and determine the recommended use. But if they say yes, and we're looking forward to their advice within the course of the coming week, if not earlier, then we will make these doses available immediately.
But if Australia's older teens are able to join the queue for boosters, the concern of state and territory authorities is that those lines aren't always very long to begin with. Victoria, which has recorded 12,755 new COVID-19 infections, has consistently raised concerns about the numbers of appointments for booster doses versus the numbers of people actually coming forward. The state's Health Minister, Martin Foley, says adults need to understand three doses is what will give them proper protection.
Please, again, there are multiple opportunities in the state-run clinics, in the GP and pharmacy primary care provisions to get that really important dose. As we've seen in the data released over recent days, it is so important to protect you, to protect your family, and to keep you out of hospital and so protect our healthcare system.
The New South Wales Health Minister, Brad Hazzard, has a similar position. He told the Nine Network that just 36% of the eligible population in the state have had the booster shot.
We're setting up these facilities and people can book in and go and get them. But what we're seeing is that we have staff sitting there twiddling their thumbs. So what I would say to the community is, certainly from the New South Wales point of view, we have plenty of outlets. Book in, go and get it.
There were 13,333 positive cases reported across the state on Friday, and hospitals are treating 2,737 COVID patients. That is slightly below the seven-day average, but the number of COVID-19 patients requiring intensive care has risen 8% in the last 2 days alone. In other states and territories, it is a waiting game as they wait for the virus high point to pass. In the ACT, there are 734 new cases, one death and 66 people in hospital, including 5 in the ICU. In South Australia, Premier Stephen Marshall has announced 1,846 new cases and 5 South Australian deaths, with 285 people in hospital. He says the government is restoring 50% density limits for hospitality in the state and allowing elective surgery for paediatric cases to resume.
We're completely satisfied that we do have the capacity within our hospital sector. We still will see a diminishing number of cases. That's going to be absolutely fantastic. That will take further pressure off our hospitals. Look, I think it's fair to say we are past that peak in South Australia.
Tasmania reported 584 new infections, which is the state's lowest daily figure since early this month. There are also 19 people with COVID in Tasmanian hospitals. In Queensland, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced 9,974 new cases on Friday, with 818 people in hospital and 18 more deaths. The Premier says things might have been a lot worse if not for Queenslanders responding to the government's campaign to lift vaccination rates.
It was something we had never really thought would happen. I don't think any Queenslander knew what was about to unfold. And clearly too, it's Queenslanders that have really helped deliver this result that we're talking about today. because Queenslanders have got vaccinated.
The renewed push to encourage vaccination has particular significance because of the impact COVID-19 has had on vulnerable communities. Newly released figures confirm that roughly a third of COVID-19 deaths in Australia this year have occurred in residential aged care, with 415 deaths reported to federal authorities since the 31st of December. These figures are likely to further fuel existing anger about the slow rollout of boosters for aged care residents, in light of revelations that the number of homes with COVID cases more than doubled between the 7th and 14th of January, and that aged care minister Richard Colbeck went to the Fifth Ashes cricket test on the 14th of January instead of a Senate committee investigating the COVID response. Melinda Holmes's father, Garth, was in a lockdown nursing home when he caught COVID-19 there in early January and died alone in hospital a week later. She says he was unable to get a third dose.
We just don't understand why there weren't boosters and why the cricket was more important than managing those issues and looking after the health of people in aged care.
There is also concern for remote Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory. Indigenous organisations have called for them to have tighter restrictions, accusing both the state and federal governments of not implementing pre-arranged plans to limit the spread of the virus. While Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has rejected these calls, Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner has agreed to a new approach for one COVID-affected Indigenous community. The Chief Minister confirmed 940 new cases, a revised total for yesterday, and also a mandate for front-facing public servants to get their booster shots by April.
Yesterday's case numbers have also been revised up from 626 to 747. There is an additional community in Central Australia that we are concerned about and Bloodawatch. We are still getting detail on new cases there, but we understand there are several and it is a community with a very low vaccination rate. From 2 p.m. today, and Bloodawatch will enter a 48-hour lockdown to allow us to test the community and try to contain it as much as possible.
For information on COVID-19 in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Deborah Gruock, SBS News.